Good
morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we're going to try and help you to get out in that garden. And I don't want you to get discouraged. I know some of you are late in planting, just like I am. I still don't have everything in the ground that should be at this point. The most important things are in, and you have to look at it that way. Do the things that take the longest amount of time to mature, and you'll be in great shape. So don't panic. We still have all summer. Things will be a little bit later than normal, but that's okay. They're still going to grow. And the weather conditions are great right now, so take advantage of it. Get outside, get some yard work done, and get your planting done, and you'll be in wonderful, wonderful shape. And if you have any questions, you can give us a call. It's toll-free, 800-259-9231, and we'll work together to solve those problems. Tom, who's up first this hour? Okay, Albert, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I appreciate your program. It's very interesting and useful.
Thank you.
And I'm looking for the best organic products for the following two items. One of them is for healthy decay, three stumps, one softwood, one hardwood, and about 10 to 12 inches diameter. And the other one is the best product for poison ivy.
Okay. To help decay trees that you have cut down to get rid of the stumps, if you go to your local garden center, they will sell a stump decayer. It's called a stump killer. And the way that these products work is you would drill some holes, and if you have the old-fashioned hand drill that makes a great big hole, you will drill into the sides and the top of your stump, and it's usually a crystal that you would shake into the holes that you bore into the trunk of the tree, and it will help to break apart and kill the stump with microbes. But it's called a stump killer. And you drill holes, you put it in there, and it will speed that process. In time, Mother Nature will kill, but this will pick up the pace that will take care of that. Okay? And most of the garden centers do have a stump killer, and it's very, very effective. The old-fashioned ways is you poured a kerosene with a product into it, you let it soak in, and then you set it on fire and it would smolder. But the new ways are with microbes, and it's a very effective way of controlling that. Now, to kill things like poison ivy and poison oak, there really isn't too much organic at this point. There is a company called St. Gabriel's Laboratory, and they have something called Burnout. And it's a vinegar-based product, and that will control weeds. But it's not going to do it in one application. Anything that's organic will need several applications because it basically will burn the foliage, weakening the plant. The plant will send out new foliage, you spray it again, and it burns that. And it the way that it works is it slowly depletes and removes the energy from the plant. And but St. Gabriel Laboratory, something called Burnout, is a very safe, and it's a vinegar-based product, and it will do a really, really good job. Now, Espoma has a weed killer that's all natural and organic also, and your local garden center will have that. It's an all-natural. And then Whitney Farms also has a natural organic weed killer. So those are the companies. Whitney Farms, which is the organic arm of Scotts. All their products are totally organic. St. Gabriel Laboratories, called Burnout. And then Espoma. And Espoma, everything that they sell is organic and natural. And they have a weed killer also. But again, you have to be careful. So if you're trying to kill poison ivy and it's coming in a Pachysandra bed, if you put the weed killer on directly on the weed, no problem. But if you spray it and you get some of the weed killer on the Pachysandra or the English ivy, it's going to hurt that plant. So if it's coming in a bed, the best thing to do is to take the product out of the container, dump it into like a child's bucket that they would build a sandcastle with. Take a paintbrush and paint it directly on the weed. That way you target the product and you don't hurt anything alongside of it. If you spray it like a mister, you're going to get the mist on the Pachysandra or on the English ivy. And again, the weed killer doesn't know that Pachysandra is good. Whatever it lands, it's going to kill, even though it is organic and natural. So you got to be careful. And the best way to apply it in a bed like that is with a paintbrush. Okay? Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Tom, who's up next? Daniel, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Good morning, Daniel.
Hi.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I have a question about my winter and summer squashes I planted in the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
And from seedlings, and I got good stock. And also my tomatoes, which... three tomato plants. One's Aroma, and the other two are Defiant. And I transplanted them from their 4-inch pots to 6-inch pots in order to wait for a little while on them. And I noticed right away on my summer, my yellow squash and my cucumbers, that when I transplanted them into the garden, they turned white very quickly and died off. And my winter squashes are just starting to get some white on them. And I noticed my tomatoes that I transplanted into the 6-inch pots are starting to get some white on the leaves.
Okay. And the white on your foliage is caused by the sun. So what you need to do is these seedlings are probably not getting the amount of sun where you're keeping them compared to the garden. And I've had a similar problem to you. I had purchased my green pepper plants and my tomato plants before we went to Ireland about 3 weeks ago. And like you, I took them out of the seedling flat. I put them into individual pots because the weather was cold and it was wet. And I figured they would be okay. So I left them in my garage, plenty of windows in the garage. And then when I got home, I put them outside during the day, and bam, within 2 or 3 days, got a lot of white, and that sunburn because the plant wasn't accustomed to the direct sun. And also, this past week here, we've had some pretty good warm days, and the weather's been nice and clear. We've had a lot of sun. And I think because your plants were grown in the house where they didn't get direct sun all day, it was that dramatic change. It's still not too late to plant cucumbers and squash from seed. I planted mine yesterday. That's how far behind I am. So they just went in the ground. I'm going to keep them wet. I've hit them with a liquid fertilizer. When I planted, I've been using something that I've had really good results with. I've been using sea kelp, and sea kelp has been just incredible. Growing up, my dad and I would always put seaweed in our vegetable garden. We would go down in the fall, we'd clean up the beach, take all that seaweed, bring it home, throw it on top of the vegetable garden, till it in, let it sit there, and in the spring we'd plant. Well, I got some seaweed. There's a company here in Maine called Vitamin C Seaweed, and they're selling this dried seaweed kelp all over New England now. And I've been using this at the time of planting. It's got mycorrhizae. It's got all kinds of microbes in it. And things seem to be germinating faster, and they're growing a lot faster. So if you can pick up some kelp and mix it in your soil at the time of planting, or use it as a side dressing, it will help to make up the difference. The kelp has got like 60 different minerals and vitamins and microbes in it. It has amino acids.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Use Natria instead, the line of alternative solutions using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria, from Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula, and your tree is protected. For stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals. so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. Zeo King Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your Zeo King Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next? Sally, good morning. Welcome to the Gun Club. Hello, Sally. Good morning. I guess we're having some problems with Sally. Tom, who's up next? Okay, Jessica, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hi, Jessica. How can we help you this morning with your garden? Jessica, are you there? Okay, well, I guess, Tom, you're having a little problem getting the people on the air. Let me give you some ideas of things that you should be doing in your garden right now. Those of you that are growing tomatoes, if you had, in the past, tomatoes with a black, rotten spot on the bottom of the fruit, you have a disease. Well, it's not really a disease. It's a condition created by the soil called blossom end rot. And it's because you don't have enough calcium and your soil is too acidic. And that's making this disorder called blossom end rot on your fruit. It will also happen on summer squash and zucchini. And on zucchini and button and summer squash, the end of your squash will start to shrivel and turn brown and rot. It's caused by the lack of calcium and stress on the plant. There's a product called Tomato Maker that will solve that. And if you're trying to grow tomatoes in containers, and especially that topsy-turvy tomato, you need to put some of the Tomato Maker in. It does make a big difference. Even if your tomatoes are planted, you can still add the product, and it will eliminate that particular problem. Okay? Now, if you're using the topsy-turvy, It's a fun idea. It's not a way of growing tomatoes that will give you a big crop. For example, you're paying about $10 or more for each topsy-turvy. You're growing one tomato in each. For $30, you could buy the earth box, which is a great big window box on wheels. And you could put three tomatoes in there for the same cost. the difference in harvest would be 3 to 4 times the amount of produce. Of when you compare 3 topsy-turvy to 1 earth box, topsy-turvy is good for a couple of years. The earth box will last you 10 years or more if you take care of it. The other thing is, if you have a topsy-turvy, you have to water that tomato plant every single day. You need to feed your tomato plant every 10 to 14 days. With the earth box, you can water it a couple times a week, and you're going to have a much, much bigger plant. So if you're thinking of growing the topsy-turvy or considering the earth box, consider this. They'll cost the same, but you'll get 2 to 3 times the production, and the earth box is going to last you a lot longer. The other thing is the topsy-turvy, you can't put it on a regular plant hook because it's very, very heavy. You have to attach it to a beam or a bracket on the side of the house. And if you're doing it on a deck, you're going to spill soil every time you water. So you're going to have a possible stain on your deck. So you may want to consider the earth box. The other thing is the earth box you can move. So if you're having a party and you need more room, you can push it off to one side, and that way you can better utilize that deck. And even with the earth box, or if you're using a whiskey barrel or big pots to grow tomatoes, just be aware that containers, especially on the south side of the container, from the sun hitting it, dries out faster than the back of the container because you're above the ground. And that's what causes stress. So just be aware of it. And remember, if you had it in the past, get some tomato maker. Your garden center has it. And if you haven't had good luck in your garden, try that. It's a fertilizer, and it will do a wonderful, wonderful job and eliminate the blossom and rot. 800-259-9231.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers...
Okay, Tom, what's going on?
Back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your
phones are up and running now. We had
Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months,
so,
even during the winter.
If
rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure
okay.
to get new ones with Bob XR by soaking them.
We'll give it a try.
For planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal...
Can you do me a favor? Can you sound a little bit more excited? Do you sound like you're asleep? Either get yourself you sound tired, exhausted, you know? When I first started doing radio and I was tired like that, some mornings the station manager, program director would call me and he'd say, Paul, you sound tired. Go to the Coke machine, get yourself a bottle of Coke and a Hershey bar. Get some energy in your voice. Okay. Thank you.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water?
Okay.
It is the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
We've got Jessica calling about her chipmunks.
Hey, Jessica, good morning. How can we help you out this morning?
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good.
I have the invasion of the chipmunks here on the Cape. I am a gardener, I thought, pretty well in the garden, and I have a problem. I just planted some cucumber seeds and watered them in, and they started popping up. The two primary leaves popped up, went out. Every single seed has been cut off. The leaves missing, and I planted some mounds on one side of my raised bed and then planted some on my other. I've got two hills that still have the leaves, but the other hills completely missing. All my pansy flowers have been nibbled around the edge, and I know it's the chipmunks because they're all over my yard, and I just don't know what to do about them. You've got to help me.
Yeah, I've noticed that I have I just can't get over how many chipmunks I have this year compared to last season. They're all over the place. If I leave my garage door open and I work in a garden, when I come back, I find them inside the garage running around. So they seem to be all over the place. I think what you're going to have to do is to use an animal repellent around your hill. So that I would get like a rabbit repellent. And you can find that at your local nursery. Rabbit Scram is a very good product. We just had the inventor of Rabbit Scram on. And it's a product that's safe to use in the vegetable garden. And you would put it right around your seedlings. It's all natural. It's all organic. So there's no chemicals used that would affect your plant. And I would just put it right around there to see what happens. Rabbits feed basically the same way as chipmunks do. And as far as I'm concerned, I mean, chipmunks are great if they stay out of your garden, and they can create a problem. Some of them have dug holes and eaten some of my perennials. I had some tall sedum, and all of a sudden the sedum started to die, and then a hole emerged, and out came the chipmunk. It was eating the root system, and the whole plant died. So in those areas, I put some decon in the holes, and I haven't seen anything come in or out of the hole in the meantime. But if you don't want to hurt them, then I would try to use a rabbit repellent. Once the plant matures and the first true leaves come out, right now the first two leaves that come are full of energy. Those are not true leaves. They're thick, they're full of energy, but once the true leaves come out, and they're kind of a triangular shaped leaf compared to these rounded seed leaves, they're like, When the plant comes out, it makes a root, and then these two leaves open, and they're like suitcases, like a picnic basket, full of food to help the root to get established and to encourage the first true leaf to form. Once the true leaf comes out, then it won't be a problem. But you need to put that animal repellent there to let them know that you don't want them around. You can use habitat traps depending on where you live. Some states you can't transport them. They are a rodent. They're just like a rat with a nice jacket. And I've had a problem with them in the past. And they got to be a real nuisance. They built a nest underneath my front walkway. And we had company come in. They came up the walkway and the ground gave away and down came my company. So I got some rat traps, and I baited them, and we caught a lot of chipmunks, and the problem disappeared. But this year, for some reason, they are back. So if they're really bad, then you're going to need to take care of them like you would control a mouse or a rat. But try the rabbit repellent around your seedling hill and some on the hill to see if that does the job. If it doesn't, then you're going to have to get more physical, and that will mean using a rat trap, baiting it accordingly to solve that problem. Peanut butter works very, very well. Good luck, and let us know how you make out, okay? Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Paul from New Hampshire calling about lilies of the valley.
Paul, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Day in Windham, New Hampshire. It's gorgeous.
Yes, it's a gorgeous day. I live in Kennebunk, Maine. The sun is out. The sky's blue. It's going to be a good day for a cookout and a little bit of gardening work.
Wife and I have been planting all week. We're going crazy, but we have a problem. Our rock garden is quite lovely. We have many different species in there, but we're being invaded by lily of the valley. It seems like the snow melt and the rain this year, it's very invasive, and I really don't know how to stop it from getting into the roots systems of some of my azaleas and so forth.
Okay. Well, lily of the valley as a ground cover around your azaleas will not hurt anything. But if it does get into your perennial bed, it will spread very, very quickly. And it's something that you're going to have, if you want to control it, you're going to have to work now. The reason is Your lily of the valley is in bloom right now. And lily of the valley will spread with underground roots and also by seed. So right now you've got these beautiful bell-shaped flowers, white. And when the flowers go by, where the flower was, it will make a round seed head, just like a BB, but bigger. When that seed pod is mature and it dries, it will explode and it will shoot the seeds all over your garden. So now you're getting invaded above the ground and with underground roots. And the roots of a lily of the valley are called a pip. So you're going to get hit two ways. So what I would suggest you do is, if it's coming up in your perennial bed, I would hand pull. Just go through the bed, and if it's going to be a big job, work on it for like 15, 20 minutes today. Tonight, another 15, 20 minutes. Tomorrow, when you get home from work, spend another 15, 20 minutes. And slowly, you can remove all of the foliage above the ground, and that will hurt the plant. It's going to try and make new growth. When you see it, pull it out. But you can't use a liquid weed killer in your perennial bed, because the weed killer doesn't know that hostas are good and astilbes are good. It's going to kill everything. And the only way that you could do it would be to apply the weed killer with a paintbrush directly on the foliage of your lily of the valley. In the right area, lily of the valley is a good plant. But in a perennial bed, it's very aggressive, very, very strong, and it will choke out everything that you have. If you plant it underneath a big pine tree for a ground cover, it looks wonderful. And the only way that you can control it would be either with a weed killer or by mowing. You can't mow a perennial bed. So I would try hand pulling, first of all, and you need to get that hand pulling done now, because once that seed pod matures, you're going to get hit above the ground as well as below the ground. And we thank you for the phone call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sally calling from New Hampshire about Over the Top.
Sally, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I have purchased the product Over the Top to control grass coming up into my blue rug juniper, which is on a slope. And I've done two or three applications, and I really haven't seen a great deal of killing in there. So what can you tell me about that product, and how should I be using it?
Okay, Over the Top is a product that is absorbed into the plant. It's taken down to the root system, and it will take about 3 weeks for the product to work. Part of the problem this year is that the weather has been cool, and it works also with heat. So we need to have some warmer temperatures, which we are finally getting, for the product to be more effective. So have some patience. It's a product that is sold by Fertilome, and also Scott's has a product very, very similar to it. But you need to have warm temperatures to effectively control the weed, and we just haven't had that right now. We've had a few days here and there where we've hit 80, but most of the time we've been relatively cool, and the evening temperatures have been cool. So a combination of cloudy, wet, cool temperatures, not enough heat, that's why it's not working. But have some patience. It will work for you.
And I have one more question on the use of this. I was told not to put it on when the sun was up, well, before dawn and after dusk. Is that correct on that?
It can be applied any time of the day. I had grass coming in ground flocks, the carpet flocks, and I applied it. It doesn't want you to apply it when your temperatures exceed 80. So you wouldn't do it like at 1 o'clock in the afternoon when it's already nice and warm. First thing in the morning, no problem at all. If your daytime temperatures are going to be in the 70s, you shouldn't have a problem any time of the day. But what they don't want you to do is to apply it when the air temperature is hot. And that way, what would happen is if it was sunny and warm, and this would happen with anything, whether it's an insect control, a disease control, or a weed killer. If it's, let's say, 80 degrees, 85 degrees out, and the leaf is nice and warm, you apply a insecticide, weed killer, or fungicide onto a plant with regular water from the hose. It's going to be cold. And that chemical, as it glazes on the leaf, will become like a magnifying glass. And it can actually burn a hole right through the leaf. If your temperature is 90, you could actually strip everything off that plant. So apply it first thing in the morning when the temperature is cool, and you will not have any problem. And that's for anything. You never use even an insect or a fungicide when it's really warm and sunny, because you could burn the foliage.
Is your lawn temperamental? You know, bare spots and weeds that keep reappearing? Or damage due to insects, disease, and drought, no matter what you do? If you want your lawn to be as green as it can be, look no further than Jonathan Green, a brand that rises above the rest. Black Beauty Grass Seed by Jonathan Green grows turf grasses that root deeply and have an invisible waxy coating, similar to what you might find on an apple, to preserve moisture and ward off stress. Jonathan Green organic lawn fertilizers contain humates to improve the soil, so your grass has a solid foundation upon which to feed. Plus, they cost less than half the price of a lawn service. And don't forget MagiCal, organic soluble calcium. MagiCal rapidly raises soil pH faster than lime, bringing your soil back into balance and releases untapped nutrients. Time-honored tradition, scientific innovation, superior products. Jonathan Green, 5 generations of naturally beautiful lawns and gardens. Available at True Value Hardware and your local garden center.
Soils, keep them simple, keep them natural. That's what Whitney Farms organic potting soils do, because that's what plants like. Plants may not have brains, but they know exactly what to do with a rich, premium blend of peat moss, compost, and natural fertilizer. Grow to become beautiful flowers, herbs, and vegetables. They're happy, you're happy. Simple as that. Buy Whitney Farms organic potting soils today at your independent garden center and hardware store. It's your yard and you're the boss. You need hardworking soils. Start with Osmocote potting and planting soils. They're made from rich organic materials like sphagnum peat moss to hold water. Plus, they contain Osmocote plant food to provide nutrients plants need to feed for up to 6 months, helping plants grow incredibly beautiful gardens, which gives you a sense of pride in your work. That's what being a great boss is all about. Buy Osmocote soils today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Hindi, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Linda from Maine asking about topsy-turvy.
Linda, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, it wasn't topsy-turvy, though.
Yes, how can we help you?
I plant potatoes in tires, and you were talking about Jerusalem artichokes earlier, and it got me thinking. I'm planning on getting some tractor tires to plant strawberries to keep them from running all over the place. And would those work to contain Jerusalem artichokes?
They would if you put plastic underneath the tire, because the Jerusalem artichokes have a deep root system. They'll go down a good 12 to 15 inches. And if you're going to get a tire that's 12 inches, what may happen is originally they'll stay right inside that tire. But in time, they're going to find their way underneath the tire and poke out. So I would put a piece of plastic in the bottom just to prevent them from getting out. Jerusalem artichoke can spread very quickly, just like mint. And if you've ever grown peppermint or spearmint or any of the various mint family, they can quickly overpower their area in your herb garden. And my wife loves the smell and the taste of some of the mints. So what we do is I get some 5-gallon buckets. And sometimes you can get them at a donut shop. Filling will come in them, or leftover paint or plaster companies will give them to you. But what I've done for my peppermint and spearmint is I took a 5-gallon bucket. I took the handle off. And I took my skill saw and I cut the bottom of the bucket out so I had a cylinder. I dug a hole, place the container into the ground and then fill it with the soil. And the bucket itself is about 15 to 18 inches tall. And the roots from the peppermint hit the side of the pot and they stayed confined to that container. And as long as you let the lip stand out of the ground an inch or two, that will prevent shoots from running over the lip and then coming down, and it works very, very well. But Jerusalem artichoke, put something on the bottom to control it, and that will work well. A landscape fabric, not paper, but you can use, there's some great cloth landscape fabrics that you could put down, and that would give you the drainage that you would need. And growing potatoes in tires works great. When my kids were little, we did that. And we started with one tire, planted them in there. And as the plants grew, we put in a second tire on top of it, added soil, a third. And when the season was ready and the tomato and the potatoes were ripe, we removed the tires, took the soil out, and there were the potatoes growing inside the tires. Kind of a fun project for the kids. And it was kind of a fun thing to do. And it did produce pretty good. You can also grow potatoes in straw or in compost. And I had good luck growing them in just straw, well-rotted straw, not fresh stuff. If you're going to use the fresh stuff, keep it wet because it needs to absorb moisture to give moisture to that potato as it's developing in the ground. Put some mycorrhiza. There's the liquid mycorrhiza called Plant Thrive is great. And you can find it at your local garden center. It's a liquid mycorrhiza. If you want to use the powder to work into the soil, it's called Nature's Solution. And that is a mycorrhiza powder that you can mix into the soil very, very easily. If your plants are already in or you have some plants that are having some stress, what you want is Thrive, and it's available at all nurseries and garden centers. There's a Thrive for flowers, a Thrive for vegetables, one for trees and shrubs. And last year, we bought a plant that the root ball was broken, and I used the liquid Thrive on that plant every week for 6 weeks, and that plant today is absolutely gorgeous. So if you have a plant that's having problems, get some Thrive on it with the mycorrhiza liquid, and it will help your plants tremendously. It builds a big root system